Hello, this is Oliver from the Brave Souls team. Today, I'll be introducing three characters from the Thousand Year Blood War Xena Summons Tres Bestia, which will be releasing on the 31st of March. The first character in this summons is Sunsun. Sunsun is a technique attribute character with Holo Killer Plus. Her sole trait is Strong Attack Recharge Time -14%. She is a melee, strong attack type character whose attacks can all inflict Paralysis Plus. Her innate skills are Sprint plus 1, Havoc 20%, and Marauder. Plus, she has the EX move, Wide Range Attack, plus Barrier and Defense boost. Here's a list with the rest of her skills. Now, let's see this character in action. All of Sunsun's attacks can inflict Paralysis Plus, which can stop enemies in their tracks and let her press the advantage. As a plus-type status ailment, Paralysis Plus can be stacked with other status ailments to cripple your enemies with multiple disadvantages. Also, she has the skills Damage to Paralyzed Enemies 40% and Status Ailment Spiritual Pressure Boost 80%. Additionally, she has Team Slash Party, increased damage to status ailment affected enemies 20%. The skill boosts the damage of her allies by 20% when enemies are affected by status ailments, regardless of that ally's attribute. This allows Sunsun and her allies to inflict significant damage to enemies affected by Paralysis Plus. Plus, her EX move, Wide Range Attack plus Barrier and Defense boost performs a wide area attack centered on herself, significantly increasing allies' defense for 30 seconds and granting them 2 barriers. This makes her allies much tougher, so activating it early lets them focus on attacking the enemy and bringing home the victory. With Holo Killer Plus and skills like Frenzy in Guild Quest plus 3, increased melee damage in Guild Quest 30%, and increased killer effect in Guild Quest 50%, Sunsun excels in Guild Quest with Holo Killer and increased melee damage rules. Next, let's look more closely at her attacks. Here are the normal attacks. Her normal attacks are a string of 4 melee attacks. Now for the strong attacks. Strong Attack 1 deals damage while pushing forward. Here is the second strong attack. Her second strong attack surrounds the character and attacks forward. Here is the third strong attack. This attack goes full screen. Finally, her special move, Pierce.
Gokigenyo. Yosomi wa kinmotsu desu wa?
And that wraps it up for Sunsun. And now for Mila Rose. Mila Rose is a mind attribute character with Quincy and Soul Reaper killers. Her soul trait is damage taken -21%. She is a melee, normal attack type character whose attacks can all inflict Weaken Plus. Her innate skills are Sprint plus 1, Long Reach 20%, and Marauder. Here's a list with the rest of her skills. Now, let's see this character in action. All of Mila Rose's attacks can inflict Weaken Plus, which reduces the damage received from enemies to 1 and increases the damage they receive. As a plus-type status ailment, Weaken Plus can be stacked with other status ailments to cripple your enemies with multiple disadvantages. With Brave Battle Temporary Invincibility and Brave Battle's Only Persistence, she is difficult to take down in Brave Battles. Meanwhile, the skills Ignore Brave Battle Invincibility and Brave Battle's Only Prevent Last Ditch Survival help her knock down her enemies' defenses and make her a force to be reckoned with in Brave Battles. But that's not all. Her skill Brave Battles Only Block Heart and Mind Attribute Boosts and Debuffs allows her to block the activation of Buffs and Debuffs skills from both Heart and Mind Attribute enemies, disrupting opponents who rely on these strategies. She even has the new skill Brave Battles Only Persistence Breaker, which allows her to ignore the effects of her opponent's Brave Battles Only Persistence skill and deal damage to them as normal. As she has the Brave Battles Only Persistence skill herself, she is able to keep the advantage she is denying her enemies. Her skills include Flurry plus 3 and Half Stamina Only increased normal attack damage 50%, and she has both Quincy Killer and Soul Reaper Killer, giving her a significant damage advantage over many characters. Next, let's look more closely at her attacks. Here are the normal attacks. Her normal attacks are a string of 4 melee attacks. Now for the strong attacks. Her first strong attack spreads out wide and attacks forward. Here is the second strong attack. Strong attack 2 deals damage while pushing forward. Here is the third strong attack. Strong attack 3 deals damage around the character. Finally, her special move, Rend. And that wraps it up for Mila Rose. And now for Apache. Apache is a speed attribute character with no affiliation killer plus. Her sole trait is normal attack damage plus 35%. She is a ranged, normal attack type character whose second strong attack provides a boost, while the rest of her attacks can inflict Lacerate plus. Her innate skills are Sprinter plus 1, Long Reach 20%, and Dodge no affiliation damage 50%. Here's a list with the rest of her skills. Now, let's see this character in action. Apache can inflict Lacerate plus with all her attacks except for her second strong attack, allowing her to prevent her enemies from using their special moves while dealing continuous damage if successful. As a plus type status ailment, Lacerate plus can be stacked with other status ailments to cripple your enemies with multiple disadvantages. Also, Apache has a buff effect on her second strong attack, and with the skills Booster and Enhancer, she can greatly increase the destructive power and endurance of herself and her allies. She also possesses the highly effective soul trait, normal attack damage plus 35%, which, combined with increased normal attack damage 50%, results in a total boost of 85% to her normal attack damage. Furthermore, she has Team Slash Party, increased speed attribute character normal attack damage 20%, which boosts the attack of herself and her allies, giving her an outstanding normal damage output. Apache also has a variety of skills that enhance her performance in guild quests, such as Flurry in guild quest plus 2 and No Affiliation Killer plus. This helps to ensure she shines as a non-controlled character in these quests, especially those with No Affiliation Killer and increased ranged damage rules. Next, let's look more closely at her attacks. Here are the normal attacks. Her normal attacks are a string of 4 ranged attacks. Now for the strong attacks. Strong attack 1 deals damage straight ahead. Here is the second strong attack. Strong attack 2 deals damage around the character. Here is the third strong attack. The third strong attack surrounds the character and attacks forward. Finally, her special move, Siddle.
Ah! Yachimattaka!
And that wraps it up for Apache. And those were the character intros for the Thousand Year Blood War Xena summons Tres Bestia. As already mentioned, this summons will be available from the 31st of March, so check it out when it comes out. See you next time. Bye!